This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So we're walking around.
So what?
And Alex
P. Keaton.
Alex P. Keaton and
fucking Family Ties.
And the King. And we are cleaning the land.
Yeah, so what?
You know how every few days the land just gets all messed up?
Well, there's horses out there.
It's time to clean the land. Yes,
well, there's horses out there.
There's trees and stuff is coming off the tree, and that needs to be picked up. There's the pig.
It's not just the trees themselves, but what's in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks, bugs, birds.
That's all falling out.
Yeah.
Eventually, yes. And so a couple times a year, land gets messy. You just go around and pick everything up.
With the King.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching or he's helping?
He is there. He's on site, sort of directing traffic.
He's boots on the ground.
Yes. And like he's not like necessarily picking up a bug, but he'll pick up a stick.
Right. And well, and the risk like, involved in picking a bug up, right, for the King is... could become so sick.
Mm-hmm. And Alex P. Keaton is talking about he doesn't recognize, like, he thinks that he says Ronald Reagan is the King, which is what he used to say on the show.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised you were able to work so closely with Alex P. Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who, we can say this now, tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Show.
I just want to like give a little behind the scenes context, which is before the show, we talk about our experiences with the guests and we get to know each other and we talk about working in entertainment business.
Yeah.
And this is important. This is all of that is going into the show. You didn't hear this. But it is all being used as establishing rapport, familiarity. Yes. And so like now doing the show, you are actually benefiting from this conversation. But Kevin and Sam on the other side of the glass, I'm getting these vibes from them the whole time trying to have a nice conversation. They're like, can we just get this over with, please? Can we just do the freaking show?
Yeah. It's almost as if they don't want to silently witness a fairly mundane conversation about minutia surrounding shows that they're not involved with. And that to me is proof positive of why they're on that side of the glass and my ass is in here. Period. End of sentence. See you later, Chef Kev. Yes, because the way I got in here was by listening so hard that I accidentally bleed through the glass and appear on this side. Suddenly now I'm in. And it's because I cared about what people were saying about a camera or a thing. Think about that.
Can we talk to this guy who is here?
This fucking guy.
This is Tim. It's Tim Balt. Is coming to the show again.
Balts. Wow. I've been on the show
before. Now twice, and so now we have Balts instead of Balt. So and so now it's Balts.
And it's become Balts.
I see. Okay.
Balts. Any relation to Balts as Argetti?
Probably way back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, gotta be.
Somewhere up the family tree.
Gotta be related to Balts as R.
Maybe on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim was on the show with me before, and we did Shrink. We talked about Shrink.
Tim, I gotta say, I listened to your episode with Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. And that fucking psychobabble bullshit ain't gonna work on me, brother.
I'm not here to do that, and that's not part of me trying to psychobabble
you. Don't try to get inside this head, man.
I've had to move on. Just
ain't
like
gonna like what you find.
Every other CSOAP subscriber has had to move on. I've moved on to that ain't my bag anymore.
Come on, man. HBO ain't nothing but CSO with a fresh coat of paint. You got everybody else around here fooled, mm-hmm. but this psycho babble, smoke and mirrors bullshit ain't going to work on me.
If you're implying that I'm hoping HBO Max buys Shrink from NBC and commissions more seasons.
Now, this is something we can agree on.
More seasons.
HBO Max simply cannot get here soon enough. Can we say this?
Yeah.
I'm refreshing. Every day I'm refreshing. I will be watching it in Safari.
Is this thing broken?
I'm refreshing my Safari page every day.
I'm calling Safari.
Think of this. TBS's entire catalog at your disposal. Mm. New episodes of Search Party. Maybe a new season of My Boys.
Mm. Every day I'm checking. Hello, Safari. Hello, Mr. Firefox. Mm. That's the official browser of Hollywood Handbook.
I've heard that they have been talking about doing My Boys as
Mozilla?
Doing it as an anthology show.
Good. Yeah.
Different boys every episode.
Mm. Same girl. Whose boys they are.
Sometimes it's the same girl. Sometimes the boys are the same and the girl is different.
Wow.
And so, but it's stories. It's just like different like human stories about my boys.
It's just stories. And isn't that really what we do?
You're trying to move on from CISO.
He's trying to move on from that question.
And Shrink, the whole experience. Yes?
Yep. Just like Syl and Sopranos, they keep bringing me back. Pretty good Syl impression.
That was interesting to me. I don't know you. I listened to your episode with Hayes, didn't like it. To see you disappear and become Syl in front of me, it did win me over.
Oh, all right.
I was like, I don't like this Tim Baltz character, but this Syl, who I have such an affinity for, when he would say, Tony, the meatball's too hot. All the things. I mean, you're not the only one who could do a Syl impression.
That was pretty good.
I was sort of expecting it to take longer, that you would be won over, and sort of kind of hoping it would, just to have more stuff to do.
Well, what the thing that I know about myself,
uh-huh.
I don't stay won over for long.
See, there's a trap set for me somewhere, I'm sure. I'll step into it.
Buddy,
I have no doubt.
You keep knocking on the devil's door, sooner or later he might just answer.
Tim, you love jazz. Is this true?
Yeah, love jazz.
Chicago jazz. Talk about that scene.
There's clubs everywhere.
Yes.
Every night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Horn clubs, mm-hmm. Guitar clubs.
Horn, big stand-up.
Stand-up
horn. The tall guitar.
Yeah. The one that you put your mouth to, and then you pluck the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And the
huge.
Your breathing affects the sounds that come out of the big horn guitar.
The tuba. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tuba, yeah. I mean, every kind of club that you could want,
mm-hmm.
you just get a huge thing of deep dish.
True or false, it's the notes they don't play that make it jazz.
I'd say if I hear a bad jazz song, all you have to do is take notes out to make it a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever been to Chicago?
Chicago City, yeah, famously done a couple live shows there.
Chi-town.
In a row.
Everyone who's anyone in Chicago calls it Chi-town. Mm-hmm. You want to be a local, you say Chi-town.
The Chi. When I was there, we were calling it The Chi.
Because of the show?
Is there a show?
Yeah. Called The Chi?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes was calling himself a real Chi guy, and he was dressed
from
up like
Mario.
Their Mario Brothers.
And we learned from the We Are Your Friends movie, that everything can be music.
Mm. Waif, for short.
And everything, in a way, what we're doing on the show has always been jazz. We always talk about, like, everything.
Please, yes.
This is jazz right now.
Hayes is the band leader. He's following. I'm picking up. I'm going watching him for the changes. And I go, oh, I can go over there. And he goes, a doo ba doo ba doo ba doo doo. And I go, oh, I could match some of that. Hang on. And then I go, hey, Hayes, I got an idea. Follow me over here. He goes, no.
I have to push him.
Well, that's, I mean, that's the biggest difference between jazz and improv. And then in jazz, you're encouraged to say no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. We're sticking with.
Yeah.
And if you try to take it someplace else.
Hey, that idea gives me an idea. And he goes, stop it. We're going to have to cut that part out now.
Mm-hmm. So you guys know Chicago.
Yeah, not really. Well, you mentioned the pizza, yes?
That was the other.
I mentioned the pizza.
Him, yes.
I don't know. The pizza's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's so big.
Biggest pizza, circumference, depth.
Swimming pool.
Yeah.
Swimming pool pizza.
Above,
right?
Yeah, it's an above ground swimming pool pizza.
Do you think they would go for that there?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Would they go for that?
Yeah, I think they've already gone for it.
Mm. Kind of cold for swimming in the... Well, pizza's warm.
The pizza's hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the city's cold. Mm-hmm. Ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
What part of jazz do you think you could do with your mouth the best?
I think, to simplify it, what that mouth do?
I think that mouth... Well, I mean, that mouth would please an audience with a hi-hat sound.
Oh.
Holy shit. Can and he was Sill a minute ago. It now has become a small
hi-hat
drum.
Hi-hat Sill.
Damn.
Hmm. Can you do like the double? Well, you know, sometimes they do it really fast with their foot twice.
Mm. Boom, boom, boom.
Like that? That's
like
not
a bass
no,
drum?
It's not fast enough at all.
Oh, you mean the hi-hat?
The hi-hat. That's pretty fast.
Fast, yeah.
Not going as fast as I can.
What about you?
The hi-hat?
No, what's the best part that you think you could do?
And Tim's on the hi-hat.
Yes.
So there's no way.
I had to ask him first.
Two hi-hats.
There are clubs that are only hi-hat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Let me see what I got in here. Let me just reach into my bag
Your
a
bag.
Little bit. Yep. Dig around in here. See if we find... So there was nothing in the bag.
That was how you what the
that's just my looking
as you were thinking.
That's when I'm looking in the bag.
Yeah.
What comes out of me almost involuntarily is yeah.
Empty bag.
Yeah. Mr. Sandman, look in the back, girl in the back. So I guess if hi-hat's taken, which I guess we all agree that it is, do you have an instrument you want to do?
I didn't have any in mind necessarily.
Yeah.
I could probably take the low end.
I mean, if you're going to do the low end. I guess I would have to scat man all over that ass. Meet you a bag of two things that I know about you. The one thing I know is you're on shrink, and the second thing I know is I think you stink.
I did try to stop because I knew it was going to get very mean very soon. The scat always gets nasty.
That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Please be scat. Aware, that's not me.
Sure, yeah, I hear it, but
it
I'm something.
Of its own.
I'm sort of a paranoid schizophrenic. I completely dissociate when I begin to scat.
You don't want me to psychoanalyze that, buddy.
Hey, buddy, I'd love to see you fucking try. That psychobabble bullshit ain't gonna work on me.
We wear our characters like a thin veil, and you, your veil ain't that thin. Pretty thick and easy to see from over here.
Wait.
So I guess now I do want to know what you mean by that.
Thicker is easier. And I guess it's easier to see.
Is this the psychological trick?
A thicker veil is easier to see, like the actual veil itself.
We all wear it like a thin veil, but if we don't pull it off, then it appears thick to the outside.
Well, Bill Murray said wear your character like an overcoat.
Hmm.
That you can see it, but it could be easily thrown off.
So are you telling me that you think Bill Murray has played different characters in his career? I would argue no. I'd argue he's never played a different character in his entire career.
Well, he got sad at some point.
And he's gotten
like,
sad.
This is good.
And in St. Vincent, he got a weird accent.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never really been different. It's just Bill Murray.
But what about when he would put his mouth down like so?
You're talking about the FDR one?
When he would put his mouth down like so.
Bill Murray on the Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that's...
What about when he was doing that with his mouth? Think about that. And checkmate.
Kevin, I noticed that you did not help and make any noise. And there was no horn. And at the very least, it would have been nice to be saying honk.
Kevin, who's supposedly a musician, decides to lay way back in the cut, too deep in the cut.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. I could honk. I was thinking about being the ride symbol, though.
The ride symbol?
Yeah. You want to go for a ride?
What does that sound like? That sounds just like the
hi-hat. It's
a hi-hat. It's totally different. It's on a complete other side of the kit.
That's the Bill Murray of what that mouth do. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I guess I can honk.
Do one.
Honk.
That's jazz.
That's jazz, baby.
That's jazz. That's Chicago jazz.
CISO gang ever get together, have dinner?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
What's that like?
Find the hashtag.
Where's everyone? Who you sit next to?
I sit next to... Well, it's a huge round table, so you're technically sitting next to everybody.
No, you're not.
Technically, you're not.
No.
Well, the table's outside us. We're inside the table. So you're literally next to everybody.
Yep.
And then you're not really looking at anybody. You're looking at the food on the outside. You're on the inner ring of the circular table.
You're still not. That many people? No way you're next to
It would everybody. Have to be a small round table.
You Some people are in front of and behind you.
Agree to disagree. The point is that we're there with heavy hitters.
I don't agree to that. Two people have to agree to that.
No, I'm agreeing to disagree. You're disagreeing to...
Yeah, I'm disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm disagreeing to agree to disagree. Hey, you think culotte really checked my avail for bajillion?
Did you say culotte?
Culotte!
Culotte. Yeah, I'm sure she did. Why?
You think she checked my avail? Because I felt pretty avail at the time.
Maybe it's something between you and your agent.
Whenever she's here and I ask, hey, want to put me on that bajillion? She goes, it's over.
Oh, we tried.
We tried to. And we inquired, checked your avail, and you weren't able to do it. And I go, but I've always been avail.
Well, so do you guys have pre-existing beef? Like, what happened before Bajillion that you couldn't get on Bajillion? Because almost everybody got
on
Bajillion.
Don't you do this psychobabble bullshit on me, Tim.
I'm not trying to...
Don't you break down my walls.
Saying, you know, there were ABC storylines in that. They used pretty much everybody from UCB LA. They brought in UCB New York people because we were running out in LA.
One time I ran into Fernie in a friggin' Gelson's parking lot, and he said... You know, we were just talking about you in the bajillion room and how we should use you for something because you're so funny.
I don't want to put you down, but they even used some Chicago people as guest stars. That's a slap in the face.
No way she checked my avail.
Fernie stays in that Gelson's parking lot. I don't know him personally, but I see him up and down that block. He is the prince.
Oh yeah,
of that block.
His wife gave birth in the parking lot,
and I have seen that baby going around there too, and he's training. He's like, all that you see will one day be yours.
One time I saw Kiefer Sutherland in there buying wine in that Gelson's, and I thought, I wish I could share this moment with someone. And sure enough, I could. Fernie was right behind me.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So no pre-existing beef with Kulop or Scott
that she told me about?
Scott might be Scott.
Scott could
be the issue.
He might have kiboshed my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can never remember if I have told the story of the first time I met Kulop on this show, and I should really do it when she's here, but there is pre-existing beef, but mm-hmm. I don't know if she knows about it.
Tell the story.
I was a young man, Tim. Even younger than I am now. Just seems incredible, I know. I was living in New York City. I know you're a Chicago guy, but there's actually other big cities.
Yeah, I've been to New York. What's the point? Why make it bigger than
Chicago?
What'd
you do?
What?
What'd you do when you went
to New York? What'd you do there, man? Underground shit.
Business?
CBGBs? You get into the punk scene?
I did do some underground shit. A little show nobody watched called The Opposition. Huh? Mm-hmm. Do you have Comedy Central? You try to stream it on their dog shit player?
Comedy Central, man. I watch everything on the player. I download shit and import it to the Comedy Central player so that I can get all my ads halfway through people's sentences.
Ooh, that might actually be hurting their player if you're doing that.
It might be part of the problem.
It has clear structural problems.
I'm watching Succession through the Comedy Central player. So,
talk about a New York show, The Opposition.
The Opposition.
Yeah, right?
They were acting so crazy on that show. Mm-hmm. Did you approve of that?
No, I was always the voice of reason in the room.
Some of the stuff they're saying on that show, I just cannot get behind.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
In your opinion, what was that show about?
Oh, dude.
It was about 22 minutes long.
Oh, give it up. Got to give it up. And I put Hayes on my shoulders. I carry him around the room.
But seriously, like actually being serious, it was about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Who is...
He's a weird guy. Not to interrupt. He's a weird guy.
Yes. And like kind of crazy. And he's like messing up. And he... I saw him on the show Freak Out. And... A lot of the time I'm thinking about it and I'm like, is this supposed to be, am I supposed to be friends with this guy? Is he like, am I supposed to like fight this guy? Is he like pissed?
Am
I
pissed?
Smart? Is he crazy? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all these things.
Yeah.
But really the flaw with the show is you cannot satirize a duck-billed platypus. Mm. Can you? Because it's strange.
But I certainly would like to see you try.
I'll watch you try. Mm-hmm. For how long was the show?
10 months.
Month, yeah.
About 22 minutes.
10 months.
So, okay. That's how long I'll watch you try to satirize a duck-billed platypus.
So you'll watch,
always the strangest.
You'll watch 150 episodes of that effort. But that's it.
And then I'll say exactly what I said at the beginning. You cannot satirize the duck-billed platypus because it is already the strangest creature known to planet Earth.
Mm. Hmm. Hmm.
What's a parody of the platypus?
And people say, "Oh, The Opposition like wasn't around that long. It came and went."
150
and they did
episodes.
More episodes than The Soprano.
They do say that.
Yeah.
So
they do. Yeah. That's true. Well, knowing this. And disliking New York as much as I do, I wish I had not
taken
the job.
Because they ran you out of town?
Not taking the job, yeah.
No. I enjoyed it. I got to slick back my hair on camera.
Mm-hmm.
I got to work a studio show.
But ultimately, they told you to stop position, didn't they?
Ultimately, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave us an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
Continue doing the show or don't. We chose the latter.
I was living in New York as a young man. And I flew out to Los Angeles for my big trip. Met with a sort of junior agent coordinator type at CAA in the Death Star, their famous building. He told me to keep at it. Maybe send him some other stuff if I had more.
You did keep at it.
Well, I have kept at it. I don't know if he did. So I was here. And what do you get asked when you come back from LA if you're in New York and you're doing UCB? You get asked, what was the theater there like? Did you see the theater? Now, of course, I'm only here for 2 nights. So I go to the theater, the UCB theater.
Smart. I would have done that.
And
if
again,
I'd
I wish Kulop was here. Should we call her for this?
Yes.
Let's call her.
I enjoyed seeing on Opposition, you had to slick your hair back, but your part is so powerful that just in only like the few minutes of your appearance, the part is...
Do we need a dongle or anything for
working
this?
Its way back into like the, separating your hair, and you can sort of hear it going like here I come.
Yeah.
It's working through the slick.
Yeah, that was something inside me telling me I hated doing field pieces, and I wanted to go home.
But Shrink, you got to have the part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to get rid of it. I devise, even when I'm doing characters for a live show, I always start with
the part. Yeah.
I work from there.
I wonder what Chef Kevin's doing.
He just opened the door and then closed it.
Yeah.
We don't need the dongle, do we?
No, I guess we can just call her on. I just was asking.
Ugh, just throws it at you.
But what do I do with
dongle it? Dongle truly is cheap in this town.
It is. Then yeah. What do I do with it?
And it's
do
so short.
I plug it into that. Okay, great. Well, we're happy we waited now. And you guys were having a nice talk.
I hope she picks up.
I got a couple off. You.
I hope she picks up too.
She usually does.
Yeah, let's pop off a few more while he punches in this note.
That is all I have right now. If you would like to pop off a couple.
No, I think the duck-billed platypus thing is pretty bang on, to borrow a Canadian term. I don't know if you guys appreciate anything that comes from Canada. I do.
Well, like what?
Letterkenny.
I'm not hearing that.
Baroness.
Letterkenny. Is that the same as Kenny versus Spenny?
I'm hearing it ringing. Should
is
I be
that
doing
the same?
Yeah, same universe.
It is Kenny?
There's one character from, yeah.
It's Kenny?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Kenny.
Yes, cool op.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, well, I'm in here in the studio with Tim Baltz. You know him?
Boy. I do know him. I really well.
I'm here as well.
What's up?
Hayes is here too. He wants to make sure you know that. I tried to do the dongle, but I just couldn't figure it out. So I was asking Tim if he thought, like, whether or not he thought you actually checked my avail for a bajillion. if he had heard anything.
I mean, like, this feels like I can believe that we're having this conversation.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
So anyway, I asked him, and he basically said, like, there's no way, because you had used pretty much everyone under the sun on that show, and we're even, like, flying people in from, like, Sioux City or whatever to do little day player roles. So he then asked me, do you have any pre-existing beef with Kulop? And I decided that this might be a time, and I can't remember if we've gone over this, but I would maybe tell the story of the first time I ever met you, but I don't know if we've ever talked about it on the show or even if we have.
I don't believe we have.
So when I was in New York as a young improviser, I flew out to LA for like a couple days for some meetings, and then I wanted to physically see the UCB theater here because I knew people would ask me what the theater's like when I came back. So I went to the theater. It was a cage match night. And I walked in, and who was working there?
Cody Fisher was a great manager. Maybe Emily.
In fact, it was Kulop.
Oh, okay. That's me.
And I said, hey, so sorry. I said, can I run in and just actually look at the theater? Like, I just want to look. Like, you were like, the show sold out. You know, there's no seats. You can't go. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I know it's cage match. I know there's actually like a break in between the teams. I know this is maybe strange. I want to see the physical space of the theater just so I can like say what the theater's like. I'm from New York and I'm going back. And you were like, no, you can't do that. And then you like asked someone else, and then you were like, you can't do that. And I said, okay. And then I sort of walked away, and then I was like, hey, I don't know if this matters. I'm on the UCB website. Like, I'm a performer. I'm on a Herald team. I'm on a Mod team.
You pulled out the website.
I teach at the, I'm not like a random person asking for this. I know you don't know me because you're in LA. I'm from New York, but I am like, I've been doing
Google
shows there
shit.
For like 5 years. And you went, no, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So I
Well, you have a job that is a stressful job. I can respect that. I left very mad. Because I was, like, I know it wouldn't have mattered to anyone. It would have cost nothing, and there would have been zero consequence to me walking in, and an arbitrary rule was upheld purely so that the power of your position behind the desk could be wielded as a weapon against me. Now, I would say you're probably one of my best friends. Do you agree with that, Kula? I think early on I thought, well, I don't want to bring up this story because I don't want her to be upset with me because I didn't know you well enough yet. And then so much time had passed that I was like, well, I'm not going to bring up the story now. But when Tim asked if we had pre-existing beef that would have maybe caused you to never check my bill for bajillion.
There must be an email.
My reps, something about my reps.
Was this a phone call? Phone call or email?
Did I make the phone call to your reps? No, that is not my job.
Right.
But you're saying there's no
casting. So is there someone in casting who has an issue with
you? Yes, thank you.
Now, are you okay with that story, Kula?
I am okay, and I stand by what I did.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Shit, man, you put me behind that desk? I would have done that with extreme prejudice. Yes.
And Sean, if I were you, I would have been very angry as well.
Yeah, everyone is right. It's one of those things where everybody's wrong and everybody's right.
Tim's getting pissed.
Tim is getting pissed. Do you want to just talk to Tim for a while?
Yeah, if I could.
Kulap, hey.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. I mean, not only is this cutting into my time... in the episode where I was trying to get out some, I don't know, great juicy stories about my career, but it's cutting into your Saturday morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm on my way to get my hair done, so that's going to be exciting. So I'll definitely send you a picture of my new hair.
That'd be great.
I'm doing that after the show today. I'm going to get a haircut.
All right, Sean's trying to cut back in about his hair.
Hi, Sean.
That's always.
Well, Tim, thank you for, I guess, including me in your time. And it sounds like we squashed some beef. So hashtag squash beef.
A hashtag squash beef. It. Yep. Hashtag 90210. All right. Well, have a great rest of your Saturday, Kulap. I thought that it was the reps thing. Casting is also probably a good idea. I think that Sean should follow up with those things and squash the beef inside him.
Yeah, I think so. Also, you know, the show is available on Pluto TV for free. Certainly, if you're into iTunes or Amazon, you can watch Bajillion Dollar Property Seasons 1 through 4 without Hayes and Sean.
Wow, that is great information. This was unplanned, but it's a fantastic promotion of the show. The guys are giving me the thumbs up.
Check out Shrink. Check out all the shows you've been on that I think also Sean and Hayes have not been on as well.
Hidden America with Jonah Ray, Gentlemen Lobsters.
You did both of those?
No.
Well, you're not sure.
I did most CISO shows.
Yeah, they did call you the
CISO
King.
Yep, I was the part of the rise and definitely part of the downfall. love you, Kulap.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Who does Tim sit next to at the bajillion dinners?
I'm willing to talk about that.
She's gone.
I sit back to back with everybody. Jonah Ray, Cameron Esposito, Rhea Butcher, Matt Miter, Jay Oakenfeld, is that the guy?
Yeah, he's roasting everybody.
Yeah, he roasts all of us.
Hollywood Handbook.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that.
Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Do you want to tell a famous story from your Hollywood?
My
yeah,
Hollywood?
Please.
A true one?
Mm-hmm.
A real
I'll
one?
Listen to that shit.
Famous story like that one.
My first week in LA. I come out 2013 for pilot season.
Boom.
Going to Burbank for some kind of general meeting. Get destroyed at some pre-read. Someone tells me that I don't understand.
Just get busted wide open at the pre-read.
Just split open.
Yeah, split in half.
Absolutely.
Just displayed, just hung out the window to dry.
They can tell my naive, young, fresh Chicago body's just waiting to get blood drained from it.
Mm-hmm.
Parking
That's
on the street.
At the slaughterhouses.
And I see my first celebrity sighting. Want to guess who it was?
Sharon Lawrence.
Who's that?
Actress.
Sharon Osbourne.
Both close. Probably right in the middle of the sweet spot between those two people. Kevin Sorbo.
Mm-hmm.
I go up to him.
Hercules.
And I say, hey.
Hercules, right?
I wish I'd said that.
Yeah.
Instead, I said, hey, big fan of Hercules.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Remember?
Yeah.
For him, it must have been like when you said, hey, big fan of, and he's like, what is he going to say? It could be so many different things that he's going to like me for. Like that moment for him of like not being sure whether people are going to say Hercules or all the other stuff that
right.
he did must the, be like
Professor a Bible or whatever.
Yep.
What did he say?
He said, "Shut the fuck up. We're in the waiting room, dude. We're all prepping." And then I realized I'm going out for the same role as Kevin Sorbo.
Oh,
I look around
shit.
The room. Who else is sitting there? Breckin Meyer, two of the guys from Detroit Rock City.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Oh my god! Like I'm so naive. This is my
furlong."
No, not.
Is that one of them? Was Patrick Fugit in that? He would have crushed.
I don't know. I got a Hercules story too.
Tee off, my man.
And unless this is tennis.
If you're done.
I mean, pretty much I was done. I mean, you know.
You just realize you're in it. You realize you had accidentally been someone who had produced your session.
Yeah.
And that has happened to me too. So when you go to, and then they go, and they, you go, do I have to come back like a different time? And they go like, no, just do it. But then you're like, okay. So I worked on a show called Ash vs. Evil Dead
mm-hmm.
on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
You have that?
Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I write it all off, baby. I got everything.
Yeah, I have it all. So I work on that show.
It's the closest network to your name.
Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Got a Z at the end, same number of letters.
It's got a T and an A.
Mm-hmm.
One producer's man named Rob Tappert.
Nice. I've heard of him.
Sort of the king of New Zealand. Everything gets filmed in New Zealand because of some likely money laundering system that he has worked out over there.
Root Beer Tappert.
It's Root Beer Tapper. He is married to Lucy Lawless, and he was the producer and one of the main creative minds behind Hercules Legendary Journeys and Xena Warrior Princess. And he was one of the gatekeepers as we would submit stories for the show. And so we would send in something where we go like, well, we want to have like this happen in the next episode. And he would start most calls with, we learned a lesson on Hercules years ago, and that lesson was, you just can't do this, boys. And so everything that was getting kiboshed by this man was because of the expertise that he had garnered throughout Hercules. So, for instance, in a show where it was a narrative story, you know, it was not episodic, there was a thread running throughout the entire series, you'd go, okay, well, in the big finale, we're going to kill one of the main characters and they die. And he'd go, you know, we on Hercules would try to do this where we'd establish some warlord in Act 1 and we'd kill him in Act 3 and nobody gave a damn. You just can't do it. And that was everything. So Hercules really affected both of our Los Angeles careers in pretty substantial ways.
Yeah, it seems like that was, well, it was early on for me, but it seems pretty fresh and recent for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's also the one who called and told my writing partner, Dominic Dirkus, that there were too many jokes in the script that he wrote. Went, I mean, this thing reads like a goddamn Simpsons script. I mean, first of all, thank you. Second, no, it doesn't.
So is this guy still alive, or has he died from how absurd he is?
He's alive, and he could probably sue Earwolf for me saying this on the show.
Yeah,
but he'd have to get extradited to the U.S.
Well, we could cut this out with maybe we just try to sew in something from earlier, my story in this waiting room with Kevin Sorbo. Breckenmeyer, two of the guys from Detroit Rock City,
mm-hmm.
And the Sandlot kid who lives in Los Feliz.
I see him around.
Yeah.
Casella.
Yeah, is that his name?
The You're Killing Me Smalls kid. Yes.
Is that dude just sitting on checks?
Yeah, I guess he, well, I mean, like you said, he's seeking work.
He's at Lassen's every day. Is he seeking work?
I seen him.
Well, he
I
was in the waiting room. He was in the producer session. You see him where?
Mustard Seed.
Ooh,
Mustard
times seed. Are tough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go there?
I haven't been there.
You haven't been there?
Oh, 7 years.
You can see through. You can see through the window.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are we all going to? We're not
I
going
always
to
take a little piece.
I've eaten there. I haven't eaten there in 6-7 years.
No kidding. I wonder why.
Why?
Because it's a B minus.
Now Sean has told two famous stories, and you've only told one. And so, like, this, for the rest of the day, he's going to kind of be, like, strutting around a little bit.
I pumped
but
mine full.
What's Hayes' story? Does that remind you of
I'm a spectator. I'm the guy in the big lifeguard chair at the tennis.
Capital this One is, Savings.
Yes.
I got to tell you. When you expose that that's your plan, people hate you even more than they hate villains. Because you're cherry picking right now. You're saying, like,
hate
oh,
the
I'm
spectator.
Just a, I'm just an innocent observer. I'm not trying to jump in there.
You're cherry picking, you fucking cherry picker.
You want to tell a story so bad.
Get in there.
I don't have
a story.
I like
oh,
to
yeah,
hear
right.
Story.
You got a million
I'm
stories.
I'm a host, but I'm also
He's
a fan.
He's protecting his precious career. He would never do what I did, have the guts to call out the Xena Warrior Princess producer.
Also, who knows who's invested in Mustard Seed? I probably ruined my career saying about how it's a B minus, but it is. Their frittata is like, I don't know. Why would you go there?
And that's your neighborhood, and they see you.
They see me every day,
all day
walking
long.
Past it.
There was one Starz executive who knew way too much about like artillery and firearms too. We'd get notes on like little like actions. There's like a thing in the script where it was like, and then he tries to shoot the zombie or whatever, and he'd be like, you would never be able to do that without it. He would just like list all these.
See, now that's three stories from Sean.
This is what I was trying to help you with.
I'm getting
dominated.
And
he's going to be, for the rest of the day, he's going to be like insufferable.
I'm getting destroyed.
What's coming up? What's going on, Tim?
Tons of guest spots. Fucking lousy with offers. Sorry, guys. Don't mean to brag.
Yeah, I can see him. They're just trying kind of like they're trying crackling to, off you.
Yeah, that's true. And most of the stuff's on Crackle too.
Finally,
is that show? Was it called Grimes?
Grimes,
Vice President Grimes.
Mm.
Is that still
Nolte's Grimes?
That I think it was on Epix, but it seems like something that that some people we know would have done.
I didn't do it.
Did you do Boss?
I didn't do Boss.
Boss?
No, but Boss filmed in my hometown. You mean the Kelsey Grammer one?
Mm.
Yeah, filmed in my hometown.
Shit.
My dad's old diner.
Oh, fuck.
Kelsey Grammer, baby.
Your dad has had multiple diner?
Yeah. Wow. He loved diners.
Mm.
He loved them a lot.
Apparently. Tell me more.
One time.
So this is what he's doing with the mustard. He's trying to bring down.
He's got the diner price. Opinions.
One time he was sitting
so
at
Mr.
his diner.
Dad comes in.
And a Chicago celebrity, a.k.a. Improv Jesus, TJ Jagodowski, walked in with his wife.
Mm.
Just like that.
Well, we tried to get him for our Chicago show.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not.
Apparently not.
Sorry, gang.
Who do we go through? Arnie?
Yeah.
Arnie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Arnie, but he's not going to be able to pull TJ.
No, he's not.
No one is. We're going to go to... TJ's not going to...
You
got to
wonder
doesn't
why
need
he
it.
Even put himself in that position.
He's sitting on a mountain of Sonic cash and an even bigger mountain of integrity. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get him to do a random one-off podcast.
Oh, that's too he wasn't... I was hoping he'd be like, oh, wow, I'm me. I get to guest a podcast?
Yeah.
These old school.
Chicago. Oh, these LA podcasts are like coming through Chicago? Oh.
Where'd you play? What?
I forget what it's called. Kevin, what was it called?
Up.
It was called Up.
Oh, you did the Up?
Yeah. Yes.
Up. We did the Up, baby.
Nice.
Up all night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all my.
Two shows in a row.
All
we
my
stayed
did
up.
You ever do this?
Two shows in a row?
Mm-hmm. Double.
Uh-huh.
Back the backer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've done that?
Yeah.
I didn't think I would have heard about that.
Hey, no one in LA cares about what happens in Chicago.
I would think I would have heard about that if that happened, but okay.
What do you guest spot on?
Name it. Pick a network.
Pick a network? Yeah, sure. Easy for me.
You got them all? You write it off?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Paramount Channel.
They did.
I was
some.
Gonna say Spike, so that is the same thing.
Mm.
I was Principal Belfry in Anne of Green Gables all grown up.
Anne of Green Gables,
yeah. Paramount rebooted it.
Wow.
Present day, she's all
Anne
grown
of
up.
Green Gables, I was all Principal grown Belfry. Up.
Oh damn, Anne of Grown Gables. Ovation.
Ovation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I played Assistant Principal Danforth in their adaptation of New York Times bestseller, Outliers.
Mm.
Gladwell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I am glad he's doing so well. Malcolm Gladwell flew on the Lolita Express. You want to talk about that?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.